Ditto. Schmitto. I'm thinking maybe it's too cold for a fan tonight. But I don't know.
But I'm also thinking that I'll probably, like, explode.
You'll what?
I'll explode if I don't have a fan. Maybe just on low.
I don't think exploding is an option.
It's never an option.
What are you doing?
Plugging things in.
Okay. All kinds of plug-in schmuggin.
Plug-in schmuggin?
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing, is it?
It's not.
Plug-in schmuggin.
Oh, these pillows are so flat.
Well.
Not enough pillow.
Why don't you wash them tomorrow?
Okay.
You say that like you just want me to shut up. But I'm being serious. Why don't you wash them tomorrow? You know how the washing machine works?
Yeah, I don't know.
Take your pillowcases off. Maybe mommy will even help you.
Give me a hand.
She'll give you some pointers.
I don't know how
you don't need a lot of you don't need a lot of soap in there. But if you wash them, then dry them, they'll fluff up a little, you know?
Yeah.
Get some of the... Where'd you go? Huh? Where'd you go? What'd you go to...
Fixing myself up.
What'd you go to fix? You've got a battery plastic here. Did you go through all the batteries? In the camera? It goes through a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the batteries that I've been giving you, they're not high quality. You know, they're designed for low use.
Yeah.
So.
I'm really proud of that one picture that I showed you,
mm-hmm.
where it's the, like, the grass in focus, and, like, you can see the Queen Mary out of focus
yeah.
in the back. I think that looks really cool.
I like that one, too. Good. Good, good, good. We will have to, We gotta find a way. I was trying to think if maybe the computer had a slot, but I don't think it does. For the memory card.
Plus, that computer is...
Well, it's old and ancient, yeah. But it's a conduit.
Huh?
It's a conduit.
What's that?
So, conduit meaning there's a, it's a means to an end. So if we can get the pictures onto that computer, then we can, you know, do something with them. We may just be able to save them to a disk across the street. Because
yeah.
I know they have those, they have a kiosks there at the Kinko's, the FedEx Kinko's. They have some kiosks where you can transfer files that are saved on different formats, like on USB or memory cards or things like that. You can enter those, you know, just put those things in to the slots and transfer the things over.
Yeah.
So. Deal?
Deal.
So we'll go look. We'll get some time this weekend. And then, I don't know what we can do. Stick them on a memory card or a memory stick or something. And maybe not all of them, you know, maybe you whittle down just the ones that you want, and they have an option to print them out directly. So we just get, you know, pictures printed right there.
Yeah.
And they're cheap.
Yeah.
Let me see your teeth. I like that. Interesting.
I'm getting a little bit of a gap right there.
You're getting a gap, is that what you said?
Well, not getting a gap, but it's more apart than usual.
More pronounced. Yeah, I don't see it. You might feel it.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's different.
So interesting. All right. You had a good time?
Yeah.
You sleep over? It didn't seem like the girls got very far on their project from last night. It seems like maybe you spent last night putzing around and having fun, girly time.
I wasn't.
And then most of the day today, you spent
stopping
most
them
of the day,
from doing it.
And then all of a sudden, it got to be like 3 o'clock, and they said, holy crap, we better put something together. So
I wasn't stopping them. I was like, dude, Alana, you gotta... Me and Sable were both like... And Alana was like, nah. Or like... She was like... So...
I don't know. I don't know. You know, when you guys were growing up, we had a rule, kind of, in our house. We had a... It was not really a rule. It was more of an observation. Out of the four of you, Cody, Cassidy, Lindsay, Sydney, any two of you, didn't matter which two, could get along for hours. But if you throw a third, all hell breaks loose. And it didn't matter which of, you know, which third it was. If it was Cody Cassidy, if you threw Lindsay in. If it was Cassidy Lindsay, if you threw Cody in. If it was Lindsay Sydney, if you threw Cassidy in. All of a sudden, the whole thing just came unraveled. And maybe that's the same thing with girls and projects.
We did get stuff done.
Did you?
Yeah.
Like what?
All of the writing. And the entire project is set up, but we just have to make it run all the way through smoothly. So, we...
Yeah.
It's not even
it's
my
not even
project.
Yours. Why did they have to do a Rube Goldberg, but you didn't?
I don't know. I think it was just for Miss Mulvo.
You don't have that same teacher?
No, I have Miss Heyer.
No.
I wish I had Miss Mulvo.
So are you studying the same things? Do they have a different level of science than you?
Uh-oh. It's a different teacher.
Same class, different teacher, and they have a different project. So, but you had the egg drop. Did they do the egg drop?
Yeah. They didn't do the atom, though. The atom project.
Yeah, interesting. Alright. Can I have that bunny?
What?
Can I have that bunny?
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I mean, nah.
Did you just say nah?
Yeah, man. It's my bunny.
Can I have that cracker?
Sure. That's from when Sable was here. I keep forgetting to throw it away.
This room needs to get done, and, so earlier in the week, I said to you, hey, why don't you get your stuff done? And you and Mommy both said, oh, it's vacation. I don't know. I can do it later. So tomorrow's Thursday of vacation. So your choice here. Your room needs to get cleaned. Your projects need to get done. You can wait until the weekend.
What project?
You have whatever the thing is that you didn't turn in. You said, oh, yeah. He said that I could turn it in after the break. I said, do you have all the stuff? And you said, oh yeah, I've got it. And I said, well, why don't you knock it out now? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I don't know much, I guess.
So you can wait and you can have your whole weekend taken up by doing all those things. Or you can start doing some of them and knock them out so that your weekend...
Well, it's all the same about break.
Yeah.
It's all weekend.
Yeah, except for the fact that I'm not off. And I am off on Sunday. So, it would be nice if we could go out and do something fun on Sunday. But we're not doing anything like that if you're not done with your stuff. Because Monday you're back to S to the K to the OOL. So.
School.
Okay.
Yeah. On a completely different note, can I shave the side of my head?
No.
Why?
Not
like clean shaven.
Yeah.
Just like really short.
No.
Why?
Because that's not the look that I want you to portray.
But, no offense. But I don't. Never mind, I'm not going to say that. What? I was going to say I don't really care. But
therein lies the problem, and you and I are going to start having more and more conversations that revolve around that. That nature of, I don't care.
Because it's how I like it, and I think I would like that.
I get it. I understand that. And what you need to understand is that you're 13, and while your decisions, I want to support as many of those decisions as I can and the things that you make your mind up about. My job as a parent is to guide that decision-making process so that the decisions that you make start more and more becoming good decisions that move you forward. So there's two kinds of decisions. There's decisions that you can make where you can say, I made this decision, and you can just do anything you want. And there's decisions that are good, responsible decisions that move you forward in life. And you're not quite to the point where you always know the difference. And I don't mean that critically, I just mean that it's because you're 13. You haven't learned all those lessons yet. So, the answer to the shaving the head question is going to be no, unequivocally. And on a grander scale, when you start doing those things in a responsible manner that puts you near the top of the decision-making heap, meaning you're self-monitoring on your schoolwork and you're not missing any assignments and you're putting the effort forward to do the things that you need to be doing, you're making those kinds of decisions, then some of those other outlier decisions that you want to make, you get more leeway with. You understand what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. You staying up for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't stay up too late.
Oh.
Because I'm sure you guys stayed up really late last night.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to be super tired and you have stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Super. Day gonna pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. Daddy will have a good day at work. Pray hanging on my back. Thanks, let's have a great day today and let's have a great day tomorrow. Anyway.
Amen. Good night, my love.